not knowing when your next paycheck is going to come. No one really wants to go to work and know that they're not going to be paid. So that's definitely put us in a stressful position.
Kristen Morgan works in the Bureau of Prisons and is vice president of the local American Federation of Government Employees Union. She says as she and many of her coworkers were leaving for holiday vacations, the robocall came in.
There was a mass call that let everybody know that there was a lapse in appropriations and leave has been canceled, your vacation has been canceled, you need to return to work or face disciplinary action.
Ray Coleman is president of the Federal Workers Union and another of about 250 employees at the federal prison in Tallahassee.
This will be our first complete paycheck that we will not receive. So we've been having to come to work day in and day out and do our jobs. And we've been kind of hoping things will get better, but the reality's kind of set in that, you know, we're not going to get a paycheck. And working at a federal prison, it's already a stressful environment.
Coleman and members of the union he heads held a rally Thursday aimed at getting the attention of Florida's leaders in Washington. Meanwhile, the Federal Emergency Management Agency will not be hindered by the U.S. government shutdown. That's the word from spokesperson Deanna Frazier in the agency's Tallahassee office.
You know, FEMA programs and services that are currently operating, including the emergency work and public infrastructure and mitigation projects, won't be impacted by the shutdown, and they continue. And there's no disaster projects that are on hold presently.
Frazier says the funding stream for FEMA comes from the National Disaster Relief Fund. That's in contrast to other agencies under the Department of Homeland Security, which operate on funds from the federal budget. As President Donald Trump continues the shutdown as a holdout for funding a U.S.-Mexico border wall, questions abound about Trump declaring a state of emergency. The New York Times and other outlets this week reported the president is weighing the possibility of diverting disaster funds from the Army Corps of Engineers to build the wall, some of which is earmarked for Florida. Newly minted Governor Ron DeSantis weighed in on that during his first days on the job.
My sense is, just as somebody who studied the Constitution, president wouldn't be able to just appropriate his own money under any circumstances. You may be able to repurpose some money. I'm not sure how that works. Obviously, anything that was done on the disaster front, we have people that are counting on that.
Florida's federal courts are feeling the squeeze as well. Pamela Marsh is a former U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Florida. Marsh supervised about 78 employees from Pensacola to Gainesville, including attorneys and support staff.
In my opinion, the most difficult thing about these budget shutdowns is having to tell your workforce who is an essential employee and who is a non-essential employee.
In the case of the U.S. Attorney's Office, essential employees are criminal prosecutors doing law enforcement work.
But then you had to tell a good portion of your office that they were non-essential, and that doesn't really feel so good. And those are the folks who are doing the civil cases, the civil litigation, where the United States has been sued or the United States is suing someone else.
Marsh says non-essential employees were furloughed, unable to do work on their cases. She adds the attorneys would file motions requesting a stay of the civil litigation, and most would be granted.
So for as long as the stay is in place and the civil litigation lawyers can't work, there's going to be a delay in those cases. So gumming up the system, yes, but everything is staged. So all of it, it's just like it comes back to life once the shutdown's lifted.
But as Marsh points out, federal employees who have missed paychecks have the chance to receive back pay if Congress approves.
Historically, when the shutdown ends, Congress has voted to give back pay to both the essential government workers who worked and the non-essential government workers who stayed home from work.
For federal prison employee Ray Coleman and many others, though their paychecks have been compromised, the expenses haven't stopped.
Yeah, people have day-to-day bills that they have to pay, healthcare expenses, child care expenses. I've been telling, you know, a lot of media outlets that we have people that are still recovering from the hurricane. So the morale is down. However, it brings us together as one unit because we're all in the same situation.
For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.